Here we go.
Where are you, man?
Genius billionaire playboy philanthropist.
We have a knight!
Uh-huh.
Nerd!
Hold on to your butt.
And now for something completely different.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Knights of Nerd 2 podcast. We are a podcast for all things nerd. My name is Chris. I'm here with
Sam
and Sean.
And live via Skype, we have
John.
And tonight's episode, we have a bunch of stuff, but it's a lot of important topics. So I upgraded the mic tonight, and it's hopefully it sounds a little bit better than the past episode. Past episode,
yeah,
we had a little
bad.
Bit of issues.
Really my bad, but our bad.
Yeah. But anyway, as I said before, we have a bunch of topics to talk about tonight, which are some really important ones. We have My Little Pony, of course.
yeah, that was an important film.
Blade Runner 2049 came out last weekend. A new Star Wars trailer came out. A new Justice League trailer came out. A new X-Files trailer. And a new Pacific Rim Uprising trailer came out.
I hope you like trailers, folks.
Yep. We were gonna do TV.
Are we ever gonna talk about the Nobels or?
Shut up, Sam.
We were gonna talk about TV, but we decided to wait for TV next week because this week all of the CW shows start back up.
Yay! And all two that I watch.
Sean is caught up on Flash and Arrow, and I'm essentially starting everything from this week on. We can talk about those shows next week. We can give you an update on Gifted, maybe the Inhumans if anybody still watched it. And then if we're really ambitious, we can do American Horror Story. But let's start off with the big trailer that everybody's been talking about on other various podcasts across the airwaves, if
Jack
you will.
Reacher. No?
Jack Ryan.
Jack Ryan, not Jack Reacher.
Jack Ryan. Come on, get your Clancy right.
Yeah, whatever.
Fancy.
But the big one that came out last, it was on over the weekend at New York Comic Con. Wait, was it New York Comic Con?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, Monday Night Football. Yes.
Well, it came out Monday Night Football, but this past weekend was the New York Comic Con.
I thought The Walking Dead thing came out over the weekend at the Comic Con.
Oh.
Monday Night Football was the Star Wars trailer.
And seven
on Monday.
People cared.
Well, we'll talk about that next week. Or no, let's just do it now.
Okay.
Walking Dead Fear is crossing over.
Oh, yeah, that thing.
Yeah.
Finally.
I'm so scared.
Yeah, right. So unfortunately, I'm going to have to watch Fear to figure out the crossover. But anyway, talking about...
Is there going to be a crossover to the Talking Dead universe?
Yeah, I don't know. He does both, so we'll see what happens. I mean, the main female character of Fear was on one of the Talking Deads for The Walking Dead. At some point, a couple years ago,
they're really just playing messing with the rules, man, throwing them all out.
I know.
They're like Robin Williams in Dead Poets Society,
just like that.
Stand on top of your desk and watch another show about zombies.
Let's get back on track.
Zombie, my zombie.
Good movie, by the way. Star Wars, the new Star Wars trailer came out, and this is the, I was just corrected, the second trailer, if you count the teaser.
Which we do.
So it is the second trailer, however, it is the more fulfilling trailer that came out, and what do you guys think? Initial reactions? Positive? Negative?
I'm trying to figure out, because the director said this is going to spoil some stuff.
Oh, it spoiled stuff. Are we going into a trailer breakdown now?
Like, what did it spoil exactly?
Oh, my God.
Okay. It's all misdirection and bullshit. Like, you can't even, like, trailers really don't spoil as much as we think.
Sometimes
like, we think
it does.
They spoil more than they do.
Sometimes they do.
This one, I think, misdirection.
Like, what did this spoil exactly?
Hey, for me... Going as a breakdown, first of all, fucking shit, this is going to be an Empire redo.
Right?
You got the AT-ATs on what looks like
a deserted
a frosted
snow planet.
It's not a snow planet. It looks lightly frosted.
I think that's like a salt plane.
Yeah. but still, yeah. That,
and then you had a snow creature, like that cat.
Oh yeah, which somebody was like, it, apparently it looks exactly like a Pokemon.
Yeah.
And somebody's like, like, oh, they're doing pretty good for themselves. Like, it's like, it's like one of Eevee's evolutions in like series like 9 or whatever.
It's Vaporeon, probably.
No, no, it's a snow Pokemon, but it's like Eevee changes into like a billion different things.
Yeah, no, you're right.
But yeah, somebody pointed that out.
They're ice Pokemon, not snow Pokemon.
Sorry, John. Anyways,
we are a nerd-based podcast.
So
let's talk about the trailer. What did you think of the Porg?
Oh God,
it didn't bother me as much as the CGI Chewbacca.
Yeah, that
was CGI.
Yeah, it looked pretty CGI.
I think the CGI Chewbacca was a little bit more disheartening than the Porg.
Yeah, I'm on the fence with the Porg. I'm like, if they use it too much, I'm gonna be pissed. If they don't use it enough, I'll be okay. But like,
I need new characters.
I do too, but that.
No, that's fine.
But I'm I don't want that to be the new Jar Jar. That's my issue.
No, I bet you it's going to be like a mechanic. Like a good mechanic.
It's the new BB-8.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
Which we give BB-8 shit, but like he was actually entertaining.
No, he was, yeah, BB-8 was good.
I don't give BB-8 shit.
Yeah, who gives BB-8 shit?
I don't know. I feel like we're always talking down at BB-8.
No, BB-8 was a good.
I talked down on the movie as a whole.
Yeah, BB-8 was good.
Like, I really liked the part where he gives the thumbs up.
Thumbs up with the lighter?
Yeah.
That got me. That got me so much. I love that part.
Yeah.
As they were on their way to Alderaan. I mean, whatever the base was that hid the rebel base.
Ish.
Yavin 4-ish.
Yavin 3.
Reckoning.
Yeah, so, but I mean, as you said before, the music in this, the score for this movie just sounds amazing, but it's a trailer, so, you know.
Yeah, but we're at least getting a taste of it. Like, if anything, that's probably the most coherent thing we're getting from it,
right?
Other than just shots of things.
What was your favorite that you saw?
Favorite
thing that you saw, or you want to see more of? You know, it's a trailer. It's supposed to get you to go.
I know mine.
What do you want to see? Go ahead.
I want to see that Finn versus Captain Phasma.
Exactly.
Oh my God, that looks like it's going to be awesome.
That looks like it's going to be the best part of the movie.
Was Finn using a saber?
Yeah.
A lightsaber?
No, he was using like a...
seventh one.
Oh, they had it in the last movie. It was like a phaser sword.
Oh, the traitor guy?
Yeah.
Traitor!
Yeah.
He became an internet sensation after that.
That looks awesome. Notice how they didn't show Finn sleeping in a tube somewhere this time around. Remember the teaser they had him sleeping? I'm still worried. Sleeping. Somebody is going to end up sleeping or frozen at the end of this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Worried.
Here's the thing that worries me.
It's going to be Bucky Barnes.
Imagine that crossover.
It's possible.
The Winter Stormtrooper.
But... The one thing that makes me so scared in this whole movie is the very end of that trailer where Rey says, I need somebody to show me where I fit in with all of this. And then you see, what's his face?
Kylo Ren
or Ben Solo reach out his hand for her.
That's misdirection.
It might be misdirection, but I could totally see it as a... you were never told about your brother. I had a brother. Yes, I am your brother.
Oh,
it's a twist. I can see that happening.
Maybe, like, if they're stupid. But what I can also see is that, like, clearly Luke isn't up for this shit. Like, he's getting too old for this shit. He's just
too,
like,
old for this shit.
Like, that part where he's like, I've seen this power before. I wasn't scared of it then.
I am now.
Yeah, but remember.
I sort of feel like maybe Rey is just getting frustrated with Luke and turns to Kylo Ren to complete her training.
Yeah, but remember,
fear leads to anger. What do you think
anger
is, like, your optimal percentage of, like, Luke being in this movie?
What's that?
What's your, like, optimal percentage of Luke being in this movie? Like, I think if he's in more than, like, 15% of this movie, it's like bad news.
I agree. I was going to say 20%, but yes.
Okay.
Something like that.
It can't be more than that.
20 might be really...
Well, he's
got to
be the Yoda, kind of.
I can see him being...
God, look at that.
It, another swamp planet or muggy planet.
I know, he's on a rock.
Yeah, but he's also on a muggy planet in fog.
You don't know.
And he's going to train Rey for like 2 days.
I hope she carries him on his back, on her back.
And she goes into the cave and sees fucking Snoke, even though they've never met or are aware of each other.
It's going to be Kylo Ren.
We saw Snoke in the flesh.
Yeah, we actually saw him in the flesh. And that scene where Rey is like backwards, like going, that's Snoke there in the background.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
you don't know that, Sean. You didn't see the movie yet.
Could be his brother.
Be Finn.
Does Darth Vader, do we see the Emperor in person in Empire?
Yes. No. In hologram.
We see the
hologram.
Well,
hologram, but
not
in person.
He's not there in person, but he's like a radio transmission.
Okay.
For like 10 seconds.
Essentially, what was Snoke in the first one.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm just going to compare this movie to Empire the whole time. Unfortunately. Yeah. It's a big unfortunately.
Well, I was sort of... I thought we were going to be in a little bit better place because, like, I don't know, a year ago... Rian Johnson tweeted something out where somebody said something like, hey, I hope this movie isn't too much like Empire. And he's like, no, you'll love all the Fog City scenes that we shot. So I was sort of hoping that actually wasn't going to happen because Rian Johnson's a chill dude. But I'm actually like kind of worried now that this movie is a port of Empire and they're just like, Disney's just playing us for like assholes and are just going to make the same movie over and over. Right. Like, you know,
here's my question.
I'm concerned.
If this is an Empire port, if we all come to the agreement that this is basically a rehash of the Empire plot,
here's the thing.
We go see the last one?
Yeah,
of course. We're fucking idiots. Okay.
I just wanted to
watch the original trilogy. We can watch this.
You mean the
prequels? I go see the next prequels. Trilogy where they remake these three movies? Probably not.
But well, one thing that might lead to it not being that space battle. We had a full-blown space battle.
Could be, you know, Shade, or it could be something significant, is that moment where Kylo Ren has his finger on the trigger, and it keeps flashing back to Leia.
Yeah, it could be the spoiler thing that you're talking
about. But that's not much of a spoiler, because it's like, they kind of have to kill
her
off,
but if he kills her, that means he killed both of his parents.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is a little fucked up.
Right.
Really? Like, this guy's a little fucked up?
Yeah, Kylo Ren's beating up his quarters again. Destroying the base. You know how he had the lightsaber duel with the computer? In the last movie.
Right.
And, you know, he's punching walls in this one.
Oh, yeah.
Where's
yeah.
that stormtrooper who's supposed to give him his anxiety pills? Where is that guy?
Isn't that Daniel Craig?
I don't think he's there
anymore.
No,
from Chris's pitch.
Well, yeah. But I'm pretty sure that's Daniel Craig's problem.
So does this deter us from going to see the movie at all?
No.
Absolutely not.
As I just stated.
Because we're all...
About
it still looks cool.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it still looks pretty good.
At the end of the day, it's still Star Wars.
Valid.
What would you guys say? I'll say mine, but I'd like to hear what your input is. If you just had a quick like one line, like what's your expectations for this movie? And my honest expectations, even though I have all these concerns about, you know... it being a total rehash, is I think this is probably going to be like a top three Star Wars movie on the other side. Like this probably will be like maybe a step down for Empire. I think this looks really great.
Yeah.
It does look good.
It's tough. It like just because the previous one just kind of left us with that bad taste in our mouth where we were like we came out of it like yay, we're back to the basics, and then we took a day and went, wait, no, we're literally back at the basics.
I still like it.
I do too, but it's...
Like, I'm not on the same board of you guys being like, oh, it's the same as New Hope, that makes it terrible.
No,
I like, I kind of like that a little.
I mean, it makes it fine, not like good, you know?
Here's what I want. I want a pass, a complete pass to the new characters, because we still have ties to the old ones. Because the last movie, the last movie, you saw them starting to pass off the story to the new characters.
I know what I want.
That's what I would want.
I know what I want. Lando. I need me some Lando Calrissian. Lando?
Like,
he needs to show up there and be like, we need some hey, more everybody. We do need more Billy D. Wilson in all of
Wait,
our...
Wait, Wilson?
Not Wilson.
Williams.
Williams. Billy D. Williams. We need more of that in our lives.
Screwing up names.
Yeah.
But seriously, though, if Benicio Del Toro's character is named, like, Bando or something, I'm walking the fuck out.
Del Toro's in this movie?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
All right.
Oddly enough, as the collector again.
Yeah. All right. So we went long on this.
Well,
any other last comments?
Yeah. What I kind of realized is the one thing they like definitely need to do, especially to set up the next movie, they need to like bring it with Snoke. Like,
yeah, sell
I need
us
to
on
have
Snoke.
like severe feelings, probably dislike, but you know. They need to like develop the shit out of that character when it's essentially like nothing at the moment.
Clearly,
considering he's the big bad,
Kylo right. Ren is not going to be the big bad. He's clearly going to be a like he's going to have mixed feelings the
he's
whole time.
He's going to be the Vader,
sort of
like
the Vader,
like Jedi Vader.
Yeah, Jedi Vader,
where he's like, but this is my son, but that's my boss.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if Rey and Kylo Ren both become? Both go on the dark side.
I
and then Luke is the only one, the last Jedi who has to fight them.
Yeah,
oh, that'd be sick,
right? Yeah. That's such a twist. It would never happen, but that's,
you never know. God, if anything, though, right? What I could see is that Ben Solo. I will use that name because of what my theory here. That Ben Solo and Rey both become. Fallen Jedi instead of Sith or Jedi. They're just fallen and they take their own path. So it's basically Snoke and Luke at the top with them kind of...
Yeah, but like Luke has gone to the gray, though.
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, even in the expanded universe, he goes
like not
to the dark
Wolf
side.
Gray,
he's
but
taking
like
the black.
Middle gray.
He's taking the black. Show no allegiance.
He's on the wall.
Defend the wall.
Yeah.
He's punching wolves. We need more people
that snow
to watch
cat,
the gray.
That snow cat Pokemon.
Yeah, what's up with that? Like, why was there so much focus on that?
I hope they came up with a name. I hope they came up with a name for that creature.
Oh, there's a name.
It's not from Lucas.
What if it's
mind.
It doesn't matter.
What if it's the Mumpa? Would you guys walk out of the movie then?
If I hear I am your father once,
it's a Tantan.
I'm gonna walk out.
That just sounds like someone trying to say it with an accent. Oh, is that the Tantan there?
Mark Wahlberg shows up.
He's like, no, Mom, it's a Tauntaun. Yeah, Tantan.
All right, let's move on to...
we've gotten to Wahlberg. It's pretty much always a sign that we need to move the show
on. All right, let's move it on to Blade Runner 2049. It came out last Friday, last week. And Sam and John, you saw it in the theaters. And
yep,
Sean
watched
and
the first 20 minutes.
Watched the first 20 minutes. So why don't you guys can take this away. Go for it, John.
Cool you guys to legally watch it in a theater for 20 minutes and then walk out, by the way.
Yeah, like an odd move.
That's how bad it was.
Whoa.
Them fighting words for John.
Them fighting words, man. Okay. Well, I guess I'll start.
If we hear a car door close, just run, Chris. That means he's on his way.
Yeah, I sort of threatened everybody in the text chain. I was like, yes. Listen, if you guys have bad things to say about this movie, I'm just going to drive down there and kick your ass.
So it's important to note, the last film only me and John saw was Dunkirk.
Yeah.
And I did not have good things about that movie, and John loved that movie, so let's see how this one turns out.
You guys
are
off by 2.5 points for that movie. Just throw that out there.
Yeah, it's actually not as big. Well, because, I don't know.
Yeah, right.
It's So let's talk Blade Runner.
Yeah.
Sam, you've seen, I think I showed you the final cut.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched it since then?
Maybe. I feel like I've seen it twice.
All right. So overall,
I'm going to be completely honest. I forgot replicants were bioengineered. I thought they were just straight up robots. I thought replicants were just straight up robots. That's just one of my.
Okay.
And then they were like, they're bioengineered. I'm like, oh, okay. Forgot about that.
So this movie is essentially a sequel, although I didn't find that there wasn't much that was in the previous movie that like you really needed to know to like fully grasp this one.
Not really.
But
no.
Yeah, it's sort of its own separate thing that just also sort of happens in the same world, really.
Yeah.
So, I really liked it. Oh, we're not going to start there. I thought...
Backtrack.
Well, actually, I don't know what else I could say. I really liked this movie. It was, among other things, an absolutely just, like, beautiful movie. Like, just... You know, the first one is very, it's well known, not necessarily for the plot, which is, as Chris knows, because not much happens.
Nothing happens.
The scenery is just, like, incredible here, and it's just shot, and it just, the way it looks is just fantastic. And it absolutely, especially with the sound design, too. The experience of like seeing it in a movie theater, this is definitely one of those movies that if you're going to watch it, you should definitely go watch it in a movie theater.
So, all right,
past that, I thought it was.
So, not what we did.
It was incredibly. We're trying to keep it a little like spoiler free, I guess, in the beginning here.
Yeah.
I thought the plot was pretty dense. Like, if the last one didn't have a lot of plot, this one definitely did. And even though it's 2.5 hours long, it kind of kept moving, and there was twists and turns, and it was maybe a little slow at times, and things were, like, certain sequences were maybe slightly dragged out, but I wouldn't describe the movie as dragging at all. So, overall, I don't know exactly what my score is, I guess, but
we'll get that at the end.
Was everything I pretty much wanted it to be.
We'll get that at the end. So, John... Last movie, we disagreed, and this movie, I have to agree with you. So, I actually really enjoyed this movie. I actually enjoyed this movie more than the original.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And this is so much more of an approachable movie, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's like things happen in this movie.
Compared to the first one?
Yeah.
Because the first movie was a train wreck. On top of another train wreck.
I wouldn't call it a train wreck.
It was a train wreck because there's like five copies of that.
True, but
like different versions.
I saw the good one.
Yeah.
I wouldn't describe it as a train wreck. I just describe it as just like a movie that really takes its time to go anywhere at all and then gets there and you're just like, and this took how long to get here? Yeah.
You can take a nap through the third quarter of that original movie and still figure it out.
Yeah. It really takes its time. And
like five things happen.
Yeah, literally.
That's pushing it.
But like in this one, a lot of stuff is happening. I thought it was a little too slow throughout it. It just like, it seemed to be like, I was sitting there at times and just being like, why are we still here? Like, I feel like by this point we should be further on.
Like the emulator scene?
Yeah. Oh. No, Emancator?
Emancator?
Is it emulator?
Emulator, yeah.
It's emulator. An emulator.
Not emulator. Emulator.
Emulator, yeah.
Emulator would be on fire, but...
not M.
But here's the thing about that scene. That's an important scene to establish.
Without
stuff.
Saying anything, the spoiler, that was important.
It establishes that character who will be important later.
Oh, fucking stupid scene. Okay, continue.
It's actually important.
It's really, when you watch the whole thing, it's really not. Did any of you guys ever watch Her?
No.
No.
I don't think I could ever sit through that
I
movie.
Know what that movie is, but.
It's actually, it's good. I mean, I think Sam would definitely like it. Chris, yeah, you probably wouldn't.
Isn't it the movie with the Siri? her.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah. But it's you know, anyway, I don't want to talk about her. I do want to talk about how this movie almost did the same thing with like a half hour subplot. And like actually I think did it better.
Yeah. I actually really like that subplot.
Yeah, like there's an entire character that is essentially a hologram.
Yeah, she's like a digital construct.
Is that the girl? Right.
Yeah,
from
yeah.
the okay.
his wife.
Yeah, sort of his wife. Like
pulling at straws here.
It's not much of a spoiler, so I can mention it. But like, the sex scene with like the prostitute with her on top of it, which seems a lot more dirty than it actually is. But like that, I found oddly touching.
What?
Yes.
Like, yeah. I was sitting there watching it, I'm
so
like...
just to recap here, this is what happens in this movie. And this isn't super important, so... Well, I don't want to say super important, but I'm not ruining anything. But listen, this is what happens. A robot has sex with another robot while a hologram projects herself over that robot. And the second robot is a robot sex worker, too. Should not mention.
Yeah.
What?
Yep.
Well, at least it's better than, like, the Harrison Ford... kind of rape thing in the original one.
Huh?
Do you not remember how very uncomfortable that scene was when Harrison Ford was having sex with the girl, like the I'm assuming the other female character? She wanted to leave and she kept saying no and he just kept forcing himself pretty much on her. How do you not remember that? It was the most uncomfortable thing ever.
I don't know if
that's in the final cut.
That was in the original.
All right. Well,
we watched the original. We went OG, but this is I don't know. I haven't seen it.
You definitely don't need five versions of this movie to get it right. I'll say that.
Oh no, definitely not.
All right, I think we kind of have to go into spoilers.
Oh yeah,
at this point.
Like there's just so many.
So the first question I want to ask you guys is: Ryan Gosling a replicant?
Yes.
Well, yeah, that's established.
It's dated in the first, like, 3 minutes.
I had to ask. That was the question. I didn't read reviews. I didn't read spoilers or anything.
Dude, we watched the first 20 minutes. They stated in the first 20 minutes.
Taking that question, pretend that I didn't.
So the whole plot to this movie is Ryan Gosling is looking for a child that is born from a replicant.
Yes, it's a 30-year-old child.
Somewhere in this world, there is a child that's born from a replicant.
And that's where we stopped watching. Yes.
And
yes.
Tyrell is the old company made the replicants originally.
And then it was bought out.
They secretly developed replicants that could give birth.
Okay.
And now this new Wallace guy... He is trying to find this because he wants to figure out how to do this.
Okay. Because
he's has a whole god complex.
Is that Jared Leto?
That is Jared Leto.
Wow, that sounds like Jared Leto.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a certain, you know, thought being like, well, if they can just reproduce on their own, we can make a lot of them, like, really quick. But yes, he also has a god complex. Hey, a movie associated with Ridley Scott where the guy has a god complex. It's wild, I know. Sorry.
Anyways, and then there's also the police want to destroy this because if it comes out that the replicants can breed, then the whole world's going to be turned upside down and there might be like a civil war.
It ain't good for anybody.
No. But I guess the first twist we really hit on is it starts making more and more sense that Ryan Gosling is that child. Because he has a memory that turns out to be real. And those memories were...
So you never find the child?
Hold on.
Oh.
Well, do you want to know? It's a really good movie. Well, I guess if you haven't left the room... You're
yeah, Chris has left the room, by the way. Don't know it's
good
whether to go to the bathroom or if he really wants to go see this movie, but he has left the room.
So Rosebud is a sled, but...
Right.
But that's the first twist, which is a pretty big twist. And you're like,
I thought was awesome, which I thought was cool because the whole, you know, thing in the first movie is that, you know, it's Deckard who you know or you assume to be a human might be a robot.
Yeah.
Whereas this one, it's sort of the other way around.
It's like he might be
maybe is a whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't know if you're not a robot or what, but
yeah. And it turns out Decker is the father of this robot.
Who's Decker?
Or replicant? Decker is Harrison Ford.
Oh. Okay.
Proper time.
But turns out that because of Rachel, who was his love interest in the original, which is really the only tie into the original.
Right.
Is this romance. Okay. It turns out this produced a baby.
Okay.
And when Harrison Ford comes in late in this movie.
He's not a replicant.
No.
Well, maybe. You don't know.
So, of course, they don't answer that question. So now we have to have a third movie.
It's not straightforward. Jared Leto says some really fucked up shit.
yeah, that whole scene where he's like, you might have been programmed to fall in love with Rachel. But
all right, Sam, let's talk about it. What did you think of Leto? I thought people are kind of like trashing him, and I don't 1,000% disagree. But like, if I got like any more Leto, I'd be like,
oh yeah,
this is bad.
Yeah, there may have been too much Leto to start with.
But he's only two scenes.
Yeah, like it's
that
just,
says everything.
It's just like I know he's like playing the bad guy, but like at the same time, he's just annoying.
I don't know, but like, who else would have like? Like, who would have pulled that off?
Yeah.
Anybody?
But, like...
I don't know. It's a very weird character.
Yeah, it is a weird character. But I don't know if
you're
it's
not
like,
entirely
that's just because
Leto's, sure of what his motivations are, like...
Like, you're not entirely sure, like, Leto... Where was I going with that? I lost my train of thought. Oh, I'm not entirely sure if the character was... written weird or Leto just played him weird.
He still has Joker on his mind.
I don't know. It was Joker weird.
Well,
yeah, like he's literally in this movie only slightly less than the Joker's in Suicide Squad,
which is crazy to think about. Because in both, they were kind of major parts of the promotion of this movie,
right? So Sam, let me ask you this: what did you think of the whole subplot with Joy or whatever it is?
Yeah, Joy,
the hologram. I really liked it.
Oh yeah, that subplot was great. Where it's, we're already in spoilers, but like, they reveal it later that she was telling him everything he wanted to hear, which was he wanted to be the child.
Oh, I didn't even necessarily get that.
You didn't get that? Like, the whole scene where he's right before he goes to save Harrison Ford, like, he's standing there looking at the ad for Joy, and it says on it, she'll tell you everything you want to hear.
Oh, okay. I thought that was just in... I didn't realize it was necessarily related to that, but I did love how,
she's the one. She's the one the whole time telling him, like, you're special. I've always known that you're special, and that's because he wants to feel special.
Yeah, you say that, but she's not exactly the only one. Like, Robin Wright, who I thought was also really good in this, she's, like, talking about, like, how much, like, she has, like, an affinity for him. Like, borderline, would probably fuck Ryan Gosling robot,
Well, it's Ryan Gosling, I mean... come to my head, sure, but woke up Chris over here.
He is a good looking man, but still,
what, gun to your head, you would? But anyway. Well, but
I mean, he's no Harvey, but still.
But
and there, check that off our box. Okay, we dealt with that. Continue.
I did really like the scene though when Ryan Gosling, like how it's like I don't even want to call it hacky as much as it's just like okay, I'm glad we didn't have like this whole oh, I can't think of the word. How they didn't like have this whole crazy like introduction to like the robot army of like resistance fighters or whatever.
Yeah.
It was just like, you know what's going on here, folks. We're going to just move along.
Yeah, that was like, I don't know, I found that as odd, where it's just like, I don't entirely know what's going on now. Like, yeah, I get the whole... Yeah,
that could have been better.
I get the whole, like, robot uprising thing, because that's in every robot movie, but... except oddly robots.
Yeah. Well, they're already in control. So.
Yeah, I guess so at that point. But, they just kind of glossed over that. And, like... I guess that's, I mean, they kind of allude to it, but like if you think about it, that's not the reason why Kay goes save Decker.
What, with the robot uprising?
Yeah, that he's really.
I thought he's going just to find out, because I mean, at that point, he's like locked in thinking it's him, you know.
No, at the point he saves, he saves Decker from Wallace.
Oh, okay, yeah.
At that
point... Oh, yeah, he knows, yeah.
Yeah, at that point, he knows he's not the...
By the way, how was that for a reveal? I love that it went back. Like, you know, like you had this cool idea you were, like, fucking with for, like, 45 minutes, and like, oh, no, you know, you're not the one. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah. At first...
We all want to be that one.
At first, I didn't pick up on the fact of who actually was the child. Because they allude to it. And then, like, once they show her, like, retroactively, I'm like, okay, now I get why they brought up the line. There's a little bit of the artist in every work.
Yeah. But don't they literally show you that line and then, like, have a flashback to her?
Yeah, but, like, I didn't understand the context of that. Like, that kind of went over my head at first. And then once they arrived at her lab, I was like, oh, it was her. Okay.
Well, Sam, she does have the best dreams.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like the last movie, this one is like filled with little like one-liners that are just pretty great.
I do like how Ryan Gosling the whole time, except for that like the one point when she tells him it's a real dream, he has like no emotion.
Yeah.
Like that was great. That he just has no emotion, except for that one point when he thinks he figured out that he's the kid, and he just flips out. Which made that flip-out scene even more powerful, that he just never has any emotion.
Yeah. Then he comes back, and they do, like, the, like, crazy debrief thing. Like.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I might not have been paying attention, but do they actually find the kid?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you find out who the kid is. Well, she's not a kid anymore, but...
Yeah.
Okay.
She's like...
She has the best dreams.
Yeah, she has the best dreams.
What?
Watch the damn movie. Okay. You'll understand. But, one thing I found weird as in terms of, like, them just not explaining was the whole scene leading up to them going to the him going to the orphanage where he gets attacked by those junkers and, like...
Oh, no, there's just a drone, like... I don't like sometimes I like when shit's a little underexplained or how like you know
who are these people and what are they doing and why are they speaking German.
I love the subtle joke too that like it's like the dump San Diego district, like yeah. San Diego got turned into a dump.
It's like, oh, I see, just shitting on San Diego.
Yeah. There was just this interesting, like, I don't know, like, you know, like, a bunch of people die in that scene are just fucking wiped out by a drone.
Yeah.
And it's just such a, you know, take it for granted kind of thing, you know? Like, even Love, or whatever her name is, Jared Leto's replicant, she's just like, yep, getting my nails done.
Yep, getting my nails done with, like, a welder. But,
all right, I highly recommend this movie.
Yeah, I recommend this movie.
Do we have ratings? We need a rating.
I'm gonna give it a 9.2.
Wow. That would be your highest rated movie of the year so far. Dunkirk
see.
Being a 9 would be number 2.
Where am I there?
Definitely give Dunkirk a 9. But, okay.
Do you don't think it deserves that 9 anymore?
No, I guess I would have probably put it a little higher.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, really. Anyways. I'm gonna... You know what? I'm gonna give this a 9.
Wow. Higher wow. than Logan, Sam?
Like, putting in the context of all my previous rating, I'm gonna give it a 9.
Wow, that's 0.1 higher than Logan.
It was better than Logan.
Oh, okay. And 0.5 better than...
as a movie,
than,
I mean...
Well, yeah. Okay.
I probably enjoyed Logan more, but... Like, I'm gonna... Logan's gonna stick with me more, but like, this was a better movie than
all right.
Logan.
All right, so we'll do box office. Do you guys want to know what it did in the box office?
Fucking, it won the week, but it did
awful.
Not perform well.
Fucking awful. Yeah.
But then again, expectations were never really high.
It's got $150
No,
million,
they were thinking it'd be like
they were high,
but it is $150 million budget.
Right, so your expectations are pretty high at that point.
I'm sure Harrison Ford and Ryan Gosling demand pretty high price tags. And then especially Jared Leto with his godlike complex. So,
I mean, I'm pretty sure all the money on this movie is just the like special effects and like the
cast
sets and everything.
And the cast.
I feel like Harrison Ford would have done this for like nothing.
I doubt
it. Nah, dude, Harrison Ford wants money. Yeah. What do you think of Harrison Ford, Sam? Do you think he was like phoning it in Star Wars or...
I thought he was kind of phoning it in this.
Kind of, but like not as bad as Star Wars.
It wasn't bad, but like he could have been better. How about that whole like fight scene in Vegas with the holographic Elvis?
That was wild.
That was just a weird scene.
That's like one of those, I feel like I gotta just go back and watch that, because like, at the time, I was so like, what the fuck is going on, that, you know.
Like, I don't know if I like or dislike the fact that they kind of left the whole, like, they don't even mention it was Vegas, but they leave the whole, like, why did that dirty bomb go off in Vegas, and why is it abandoned now, and...
Well, it's always been an underexplained, you know, movies between the two. And I think it's pretty obvious it's Vegas. I mean, like, if you see the map, you know.
Yeah, what he,
like,
he
between
was going
the map with. And, you know, just what how Harrison Ford describes it as, like, a great little town, you know, win some money, gamble,
yeah.
Little, you know.
And Elvis. Holographic
right.
Elvis.
So do you guys want to move on from Blade Runner?
You guys done with your Blade?
Yeah,
it's highly recommended by you two. So.
Yeah.
I'll see it eventually.
And the picture quality wasn't that good what we were
no,
watching. So
it was also
in
Spanish.
A completely legitimate way.
Totally legit. Hey, yeah. It's 100% legal.
Yeah.
Well, let's since we're slowly talking about this weekend and box office. I guess
No. Let's talk about a trailer.
Yeah,
we can't go right to My Little Pony.
Well,
okay.
Well, if we
okay.
have to lighten it up by a trailer. And by light it up, I mean we're going to the DC Universe.
Yay!
We're going to talk the new Justice League trailer.
You're keeping track. That's like 9 straight weeks that we've talked about DC.
Yeah, so... anyway.
Which is odd, because I keep forgetting this movie's coming out.
And soon!
Yeah.
Like, next month!
Like, I'm just like, oh yeah, Justice League. I'm going to have to see that.
Oh yeah, that's a thing.
Like, I'm sitting here, I'm like, oh, I can't wait for Ragnarok,
yep.
Star Wars, and Shape of Water, and Disaster Artist, and oh yeah, I'm going to have to see Justice League.
So does anybody, do any of these new recent trailers... Have they changed your mind regarding whether or not you're going to see this movie?
Here's what
well,
I have
I'm
when
gonna
it comes
see
to
it
this
for
trailer.
The podcast.
Yeah. here's what I looked at with this Justice
Batman.
League movie trailer. I liked the music.
Yes.
I thought that
Which
song
is a
was
weird
pretty
thing
awesome.
To say.
Right. I thought that song was awesome and fit so perfectly.
What was the song?
I don't know. But it was like slow, but like...
Was
it
just it like
fits so well
like
with all those
orchestral score?
No,
or?
No. It was an actual song.
Was
no,
it come
but
together?
I no, God, no.
It wasn't.
Oh, that was the original.
We got a lot more Wonder Woman than we.
There was that really cool scene with the Amazons on horseback.
Yeah,
that was kind of cool.
I'm thinking that's probably a flashback with them fighting the aliens, trying to get them off the planet.
I feel like we lost John all of a sudden.
Still there, John?
No.
Yeah, John's gone. So Sam's going to work on that. Anyways, she basically, Gal Gadot has the Silo Bible line, as I put it, where she says...
Silo Bible.
Silo Bible from Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace, where he goes, invasion. It's like his one line. And in the trailer, she goes, invasion. And I was like, okay, Silo Bible.
I think we got John back.
Yeah.
A lot of Aquaman sounds.
Oh my god.
So if we're gonna go on to Aquaman, I have something to say here. Like, I am not sure if I'm gonna hate Aquaman or I'm gonna fucking love him.
I know what you mean. Like,
he looks so stupid that I might just love him because this movie's so bad, and he's like that one thing that just constantly makes me laugh because he keeps going like,
like there was a scene where Cyborg catches him and he's like, my man,
he's like ride's not over, and then he goes, my man, and
the Batmobile goes to the building, he's like, yeah.
Yeah, Batman goes, are you ready? The sounds emanating from that,
like,
body.
I might love this guy.
Love him enough to get a solo movie, Sam.
Well, we'll see. If it's that stupid, I'll be like, come on, solo movie. Two and a half hours of just raw stupidity.
Decision's already made, though. We're going to see this movie.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, John.
We've talked about it enough.
It has to happen. 1,000%.
Here's the thing. I saw The Mummy.
We could talk about The Mummy.
Did I give you guys my plan for Geostorm?
No.
What?
I think we should all go to Geostorm dressed as different weather elements.
Okay.
All right.
Do we get to cheer every time our weather element is on screen?
Well, the theater will be empty.
Oh, yeah. Cheer, boast, intimidate.
The theater will be empty, so you can do whatever you want.
I call Team Hail.
When does Geostorm come out? It's next week, right?
It's coming
out. October. I think it's October.
Oh, man.
I don't know if it's coming out or being forced on us.
But anyway, Justice League has not abated any of my... It has not diminished any of my views regarding Flash's suit or the uselessness of Cyborg and the just weirdness of Aquaman. And I just want more Wonder Woman
next
than Batman.
Next weekend. Same weekend as Boo 2, Madea Halloween. Which will be someone's movie. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, nice little tease. Why don't you just talk about the stupid My
okay,
Little Pony?
Okay, sweet.
Now.
So,
continuation
speaking
of the
of
challenge.
Boo 2, so I lost the last fun little thing we did and had to go see My Little Pony, the movie. I went into this saying, okay, it's a kid's movie based on a kid's TV show that adults adore, which is creepy as fuck.
I don't know if I'd say adults.
Bronies. Bronies are adults.
Take it on a life of its own.
Anyways, so I was like, okay. I there's a chance I'm going to enjoy this movie.
That all so, said.
So
a
I sat
I'll
down,
enjoy.
I you know, it came on and once that first musical number came on, I was done. I was like,
you were in love?
I wish. Oh, man. I was like, well, the funny thing was, I was like, sitting there, and I was like, that's this one. And Amy's like, how do you know? I'm like, oh, I just fucking know. She's like, oh, I'm like, that's Twilight Sparkle. Okay, that one's Spike. Oh, okay. That's Pinkie Pie. Oh, okay, Shutterfly over there. Applejack, she's the southern sounding one with the cowboy hat. I was like throwing them out, like she was impressed but scared at the same time that I knew all their names. Like,
I live with this one.
Remember, I worked as a pre-K teacher for a long time, so you know, you pick still. Up, you pick up on these things. That's the only reason why I knew them.
I mean, I guess it could be worse. You could like have memorized the Nazi High Council. I mean,
exactly. It could be worse.
Just start naming those off. Like, nope. Why do you know that?
Nazi High Council or My Little Pony characters? I mean, which one's creepy?
Sam, how many of those do you think you could name off the top of your head?
Too many.
Anyways.
How many were there?
I don't know. Dude, I'm not
Nazi.
Don't
even guess.
So the plot behind this movie is a pony unicorn with a broken off horn.
Is a terrorist.
It's
it has a dirty bomb.
She shows up with a bunch of, I'm going to say, monkeys? I don't know. They're like, oh yeah, you know, best way to describe this. Anybody play Temple Run on their phone like 5 years ago?
Nope.
Oh, nope. Well, it looked like one of those things. Anyways, it was like a monkey thing with a mask. It was fucking weird. Anyways, she shows up with like an army of them, and they're the army of the Storm King. Not quite sure how he got that name. It's with Schreiber. Was it Liam Schreiber is the guy's name? The guy who plays...
Liv Schreiber.
Yeah, he plays that character.
The voice of HBO Sports.
Yeah, total waste of that guy. Because the Storm King is in two scenes, and that's it.
Is he fighting for the Iron Throne? Or
No, he doesn't really... I'm really not sure. He steals magic for his little staff thing that he doesn't even know what it does. Like, I wish...
Well, so he has a staff?
Yeah.
Is he a pony?
He is not. He's like a monkey thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's one of these monkey things. Because,
like, how can a pony hold a staff?
Oh, they can hold things. It's just their legs don't work the way... Chris is looking it up.
Chris is doing some research.
Like, Emily Blunt is, like, the main bad lady, the unicorn with the broken-off horn.
Tempest Shadow. She plays Tempest Shadow.
Which isn't her real name. Spoiler. No. And then it's up to a ragtag group of ponies to save... Oh, God, what is the name of the place? Equestria.
Hoboken.
No, it's Equestria, Sam. That's the kingdom they live in.
But what if they're just all from Jersey?
Oh, God. But they have to find the hippogriffs. So there's hippogriffs in it.
Yeah, Chris, isn't that like a creature from
Harry Potter?
It's a mythical creature, but it is in Harry Potter.
Yes. Okay, all right.
The Prisoner of Azkaban, third movie.
Yeah, well, there's a bunch in this movie. So
ride that hippogriff, yo.
That's actually my... Was it Patronus? Is that what it... Yeah.
Was that your Patronus?
Yeah, I'm a hippogriff.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyways.
I knew you were a hippogriff.
Here I am thinking you're going to be a Hydra.
Did you guys do your Patronus? We'll do this later tonight. We'll do Pottermore. We'll see what your Patronus is. Did you get sorted on Pottermore?
Oh, I might have. I forget.
Okay.
I forget what I might be. I think I'm Hufflepuff or whatever.
Okay.
Anyways, back to this movie.
It's all right. We can move on.
Yeah, no, this... like I said, I had hopes that I would kind of enjoy it. It was just bad.
Was it bad or was it like bad?
Dumb.
It was a well put together movie with plot points and things happened.
Plot?
It had plot. Very and
take that, mummy.
And backstory too on Emily Blunt's Tempest character. That you get via song, because of course. But yeah, it was for my rating, wasn't a zero like Chris said. I'm giving this one like a 5.5.
What?
Yeah, because I'm not the audience.
That is so high.
I understand that. I'm not the audience.
A high for your bashing it.
No, because I'm not the audience. I understand that it was a movie and it was geared towards a younger audience that has that enjoys the TV show. So they're obviously going to really enjoy this thing. And it's not horrible.
It's only 1 point worse than Valerian.
Yeah, well, Valerian was a 6.
You said 6.5.
Yeah, 6.5. So yeah, it's 5. It's like a 55 compared to a 65. Yeah, one's passing, the other one's a fail.
Oh boy.
No, this is, it could have been worse. Like Boo 2, a Madea's Halloween.
We don't know if that's bad.
Sean, would you describe this movie as something that didn't work or was never going to work?
I think to the right audience, it worked. I was Ooh. Just not the intended audience.
Note that.
If you put a 10 or under girl in front of that screen, or a man who is obsessed with My Little Pony, they're actually probably going to really enjoy this film.
But don't put them together, whatever the you
Yo,
do.
Whatever you do, do not put them in the same movie theater. That's just creepy.
So you want to say the next movie?
No, I've plugged it like 4 times. Boo 2, a Madea's Halloween.
So next week, Sean's going to do a challenge, and the loser has to see Madea.
Yes.
What is it?
It's Boo 2, a Madea's Halloween.
Oh, Jesus.
That's right. The official name.
The loser, so
unless you want to use the expanded name, which is Tyler Perry's Boo 2, a Madea Halloween.
So it's going to be John, Sam,
Sean,
or
myself.
Sean,
what movie are we doing this for?
I believe it's Boo 2, Madea's Halloween.
Okay.
Just making sure everybody All right. knows
Well,
that.
Anyway, there will be a challenge next week, and the loser will be announced.
I already picked out the challenge a while ago. All right,
so we'll do that
good luck
next
with
week.
That.
And then, I don't know how we're doing on time, but how are we doing on time?
Yeah, we're about an hour.
Just go for it. You saw The Mummy. What do you think?
Oh, we're doing The Mummy? Oh, okay.
Just throw that one out there. This is going to be quick. So.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He's the mummy.
He's the mummy in the end.
So is Dr. Jekyll just a fat Russell Crowe?
As I said in our text, is there a difference?
I mean, this movie was not... Everything that was good about the first Mummy and even the second one was just shit upon by this created...
Like
thing that they called a film.
Like, were you confused the whole time on why the movie kept insisting Tom Cruise's character was a good guy?
Yes.
Like, they kept being like, he's a good guy, we swear. And
yeah,
like,
right.
All I see him doing is dick moves.
Yes, there was only one person, the girl,
yeah.
who saw him as a good guy.
And he undercut
that. And all
that.
They did was have a one-night stand together.
And, like, he undercut that by saying, like, I thought there was another parachute.
Yeah, right.
It was like, so there was nothing you
He's
did
not,
was good.
This whole movie was created not with the intention of creating the mummy. It was creating the universe. And speaking of which, you know the stupid globe mm-hmm. where how it spins around?
Yeah, yeah. That's
it's dark like, universe.
It said, what was it? The dark universe, universe after Universal. I'm like, God damn it, this ruined his movie. This movie is ruined already, and we're not even 10 seconds in.
Yep.
It was... awful. The CGI was the story was miserable. There was a lot of tomfoolery within the movie. He was Tom Cruise playing Tom Cruise in a Tom
yeah.
Cruise movie.
Yeah, it was the most Tom Cruise performance you will ever see.
100%.
100%. Like it's Tom Cruise.
There's a certain age where you do not need to take your shirt off anymore. And he's past that. There's no need to take your shirt off at any single one of those scenes in that movie.
That one.
And it just was ridiculous. And then the mummy wasn't threatening. Sure, it was cool.
Mm.
The
With
Aminette,
the
Aminette was cool. That was interesting. But, and her little, like, backstory of how, you know, became evil and things like that. That was interesting. That's the mummy. That's what we know. Mm-hmm. And then this just Tom Cruise becoming the mummy. Was not to mention,
which was a weird turn
yeah,
in the movie.
Not to mention, how does this happen? How did he do that? I mean, he stabbed himself.
Like,
how did he become the mummy?
Wasn't this what we were trying to avoid the whole time? Like, it was like now he's like got set in him.
Yeah.
And, like, apparently he wasn't
I can't figure out if Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde were... I got the sense that the movie was trying to make them be the good group of overseer-type people.
Yeah.
But it really wasn't. Although, really confusing.
Although the point where like Russell Crowe reveals that he wants to kill Tom Cruise, where you're like, okay, I'm on board with this plan. Like,
yeah, right.
Like, I don't see a downside.
Not to mention...
We kill off some dick.
Not to mention, they had the Book of Life in his little library. They could have killed the mummy.
I mean, it's just... Yeah, but when that happened... What's going on? When that, they dropped that little, like, Easter egg, weren't you just like, oh, don't do that. You just remind me how good that movie was.
Yeah, right. No, you're definitely true. Because it made me think of Brendan Fraser, and I'm like, oh, you miss it. I'd rather have Brendan Fraser as a mummy, because in the end, he's Tom Cruise. Spoiler alert, by the way, if you haven't seen it yet. But in the end, Tom Cruise is 50-50 mummy. So he's not the evil mummy, but he's a human trying to control the mummy's powers, it looked like.
Okay.
And that was not convincing at all, by the way. Brendan Fraser would have done such a better job.
But they didn't show his face. What's
they
going
never
on
showed
his
it.
Face.
Yeah, they never showed his face.
Oh, God.
But that's... Oh, my God. You were right. You were right. This was one third of a movie, but it wasn't even one third of a movie. I'm giving this a 3. It's not one third. I'm giving this movie a 3.
All right.
I'm
3/10 of a movie.
It's 3. Oh my God, this movie was so bad. It should never have been made. I hope this universe dies. There's no reason why Russell Crowe should have been in this movie or Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde at all.
Yet he was, in my opinion, the best part about this movie. Not because he was good, but because the rest of the movie was that bad.
The best. I wouldn't even say that. I'd say, and it wasn't that good. I'd say the best part was the girl. And she wasn't even good. It was just...
Really? Because she was just kind of there.
Like she. I know, that's the thing.
She just played the stereotypical damsel in distress. Which,
yeah.
They could have so, like, turned that around because she was going after Tom Cruise the whole time, but they didn't.
It doesn't? Nope.
Like, it's he was just, constantly rescuing her
that
for
was the
some
best,
reason.
That was the best part. That was the best.
All right. Well, let's talk about giant robots.
Okay. I'm 100% down on that.
Thank God.
Sean, a trailer hit. It hit in a big way.
Mm-hmm.
Kaiju back. Pac Rim. The Dose. Is it Pacific Rim 2? Is that the actual name of it?
It's Pacific Rim Uprising.
Oh, yeah. And the people are fucking stoked. I know you are.
Yes. I am.
So, take it away, man.
If you haven't noticed, John has not seen the first one.
Neither has Sam.
Neither of us.
So,
and I love the first one.
Oh, first one, Guillermo del Toro movie, which he has become my favorite director.
He's 50-50 with me, but this one was pretty good.
He's had some misses, I'll give him that. But majority of what I've seen that he's done, I've like absolutely loved. So Pacific Rim came out a few years ago. A long time ago.
I want to say 2014.
This movie has been in development for a long time, and actually Del Toro's not attached because he chose to do Shape of Water over this movie, which I think is a great choice for Del Toro, because that movie also looks amazing and has been getting amazing reviews. So I'm okay that Del Toro is not attached to this. You've got basically two characters returning.
Three.
Who's the third?
So you have Maori,
yeah,
the girl Jaeger pilot.
Oh, she's... I didn't notice
and
her.
And then she's in there. And then the two doctors.
And then the two doctors. Which is Charlie Day and what's his face from Torchwood.
Which is the best...
Oh, they were
probably the best characters to bring over to the new one.
They were just amazing from the first one.
Does this new Pacific Rim just not look like a ridiculously stupid, awesome action movie?
Oh, yeah. And that's kind of what Pacific Rim was.
Yeah, exactly.
But it was well thought out. Like it wasn't just that stupid action movie. It was like a good stupid action movie.
Yeah. it was essentially a step above sci-fi,
like the Expendables to action movies, where the Expendables was a stupid action movie, but it was a good
but everybody
action
loved
movie.
It for what it was,
right? And that's what Pacific Rim was. It was just like Do you like sci-fi movies? Do you like giant robots fighting monsters?
Yeah.
Here's your movie.
And now we get more.
Yes.
And it's not going to... Hopefully, it's not going to be like Transformers 2, where it's just tanks compared to the first one.
I have high
hopes.
Because,
I mean, we're getting more robots, more aliens.
It looks like for a bit, they're fighting each other. So at the end of the first Pacific Rim, they close the Pacific Rim. So I don't know where these kaiju are coming from, but they're there in the trailer.
I'm wondering if it's either a training type thing, or it might be just now countries are battling each other.
Or what if the dead kaiju are combining to make a super ultra mega kaiju? I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there.
No, I think we're leaping. We're leaping too much right now. Because
there's that giant kaiju in the trailer. Like, massive.
Yeah, but that's a leap with all the merging and stuff.
Like, that's like a level, like, 8 kaiju right there. If you remember from the first.
I thought it was class.
Yeah, class.
It
was class. That's right.
5 was the highest. 5
was the highest. So it's like a class 8 right there. No, you have to watch it,
Sam. But then we get more Jaegers and Styles, and we got the whip. There's a whip, a Jaeger with a whip. Oh my god! And then there's like a what the heck is that thing called? Where it's the ball and chain? It's
a mace.
No. It's something. It's not called a mace.
Yeah, it is.
A mace is a hammer.
No,
a mace is a stick with a ball on the end of a chain.
Yeah,
that's a mace.
What the hell am I thinking of then? But anyway, we have that.
Right.
So it looks like you get a whole bunch of different stuff.
Yeah. So that looks awesome.
Looks like you got like a Hulkbuster type of thing there, just plowing through buildings and whatnot.
It's going to be an enjoyable ride.
It's going to be ridiculously awesome.
Yeah.
There's no other way to describe it. And then,
you know what I realized with the little conversation here? There's a lot of Japanese stuff going on in this. You know, you get some German stuff, like Jaeger. This is practically Attack on Titan, fellas.
Except there's no creepy facial features sticking around behind a building, you know? Like, there is a ton of
characters don't sit around talking about that what's happening on screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no mental dialogue like there is in Blade Runner.
Yeah.
It's like, oh no, a monster is going to eat me. I am scared. No shit!
Well,
oh no, those two are fighting. If they fight hard, one of them might die.
Well, if we're going Attack on Titan, let's hop right into the X-Files trailer. Because at the very end, it looked like Mulder surrounded by little
titans.
Oh, jeez.
Hanging out.
So true.
Like, with their weird facial expressions and everything. He was just standing there in, like, a park surrounded by them.
So true.
Here's
what I don't want with the X-Files, the new season.
Yeah.
I like the, procedural of the old series and last season.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds
the Monster of the Week?
Yeah, and it sounds like they're going to be more of an overall arch.
Well, that's kind of what they did with the last season they did.
Yeah, but there was a couple Monster of the Weeks.
Right, and I want at least one Monster of the Week.
I can't stand it if they're not. Yeah.
Those
were the best ones. We've already talked about this. The one in the woods with the eyes that just...
Oh, like
the camouflage one.
Yeah, the
conquistadors. Yeah. And that one freaked me out.
Ponce de Leon's...
yeah, where they just like suck you underground and then there's like tunnels and whatnot.
Yeah, don't watch that one in a darkened room.
Yeah, I made that mistake myself.
I like the bug one. That one was
fucking
creepy.
Where they hide in the light?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's a good one.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was good.
Yeah, they're like mites and they just eat people alive in the dark.
Yeah.
But
no,
I'm thinking of a different one. I'm thinking of like the bug people who like turn people into zombies and they hide in the light. It's like an office shooter who like sees them and now he wants to kill them.
Okay. No, I was talking about the mite one. Where they're up in Washington and in logging territory. And people just keep showing up in webs, like, sucked dry.
Oh.
And they end up locked in a cabin.
I don't remember that
one. Oh, that's a good one.
I'll have to go back and watch that one.
But anyway, I liked the Monster of the Week stuff. And it doesn't seem like they're going to do that, because I think after this season, Scully is done. She's not doing it anymore, so...
That's disappointing.
Yeah, but I mean...
I know she had a huge problem with the lack of female writers on this season. That was kind of a high
Yeah, if it's scene that if it made. Works, it works. If not, I'd be happy if they continue it, because I'm sure nowadays the Monster of the Week stories, they're not going to be regurgitations. They can actually come up with some new interesting stuff, because it's been so long since the last.
Yeah,
not last season, but the season
there's
before.
There's no X Files without Mulder and Scully. That's the
agreed.
Issue.
Agreed.
They tried it without Mulder and it failed. And I don't want to see just David Duchovny doing this stuff.
Yeah, but I kind of want the X Files again. Yeah, I mean, we I don't really have do. Fringe anymore, and we don't have a lot of that stuff anymore. Yeah. The only procedural is like Criminal Minds, which is twisted, and it gives you nightmares. And I made the mistake of binging the last season again, and now I got to stop watching it because it's giving me nightmares.
Oh, man. But do we have high hopes for this season? Fans did not like the previous season.
It was mixed. It was enough to get them next season.
I mean, anything I feel like is good enough to get them another season.
True. But like, again,
people didn't like the newer movie.
I hated the newer
movie. I loved the newer movie.
I hated that one. I like the first X-Files movie.
Well, yeah, the first X-Files movie was really good, where it dealt with like the black oil and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I actually really like... I think it was more of a back-to-normal kind of feel for me with that movie, where it was like, okay, this is the X-Files I miss.
It wasn't so alien-oriented.
Right, it was more like of a paranormal. With the guy who couldn't die or tried not to die.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then... Yeah.
It's...
So I'm hoping for an uptick from last season. It looks like it could be.
I hope so.
I saw Aliens.
It's only going to be the fans that will stick with it. They're not going to get anybody new.
Yeah, probably not.
It's just fan made.
Yeah,
sort of like the last season of Fringe. It's just for the fans.
Yeah.
So that starts back up in 2018.
I'm assuming July.
I think it's going to be July, summer.
Yeah. Is it summer?
I think it's going to be a summer.
The last season was like January of 2016, I think, was the last.
I bet it's a mid-season.
There was a gap, though. Yeah. There was a gap between when they had the last, when they finished, and when they decided to, create another season.
Oh yeah,
so like it's not going to be a year out. It's going to be a little bit after, from whenever that started.
Yeah, because pulling it up now, season 10, which was only six. Wow, that's right. It was only six episodes. It was a miniseries. Started strong, failed. Was January into February.
Yeah.
So, this one's 10 episodes.
When does it start, does it say?
It just says 2018.
Yeah. I think more mid-year. 10 episodes. I don't think it's mid-season, January, February. I think it's mid-year, like June, July.
Maybe.
That's okay. Yeah. I could do it for it in the summer.
Yeah.
That's fine. It will go along with the... No, Game of Thrones doesn't come out until 2019.
Yep. Well, Westworld.
Westworld, man.
Oh, all right. Yeah,
don't know when, though.
Sam, you getting excited?
Woot.
due for another Westworld trailer, though, so.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that first one.
We hope so.
Is there anything else that, any other trailers that we needed to talk about?
Nope, that was it.
You know, we didn't want to talk about the Runaways. Or whatever the hell it was.
So there was
no,
a house,
that looks miserable.
Yeah.
And some teenagers.
Yep.
Boom.
And that's all you got. Yeah. But anyway, let's wrap it up.
Okay.
Next week, we're going to be talking about TV. So next week, we're going to have a bunch of TV shows, and we'll try and catch up on some things. And then I don't think any movies come out, and then we'll eventually, in a couple weeks, we'll talk about some movies and some more fall and winter releases. So that does it for us for this week. If you like all of our episodes, you can find them on Podbean, iTunes, and Stitcher. Please leave us a message on Facebook, facebook.com/nicetherdirtitude, and we will get in touch with you, because there's a lot of crap coming out. We have a lot of opinions about stuff. So until next time.
Bye.
Adios.